Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 56, winds out of the north, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, lows dip down to about 49, cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies tomorrow, isolated rain showers likely, highs level off around 64. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers and ranchers face a number of obstacles when it comes to their bottom line, and cattle producers are no exception. Michael Clements with more on the factors influencing the cattle market in 2022.
There are several issues changing the landscape in the 2022 cattle market. Barrett Nelson, American Farm Bureau Federation economist, says the biggest factors in the cattle market are inventory, drought, and input cost.
The USDA's annual cattle inventory report estimated overall January 1, 2022 inventory down 1.89 million head or 2%. Further, the calf crop for 2021 was estimated at 35.1 million head. This is down 1.2% from 2020. And the cattle farmers and ranchers have really been facing increases in both feed and non-feed input costs. All of these factors combine together to create a complex cattle market outlook, complete with many peaks and valleys for the 2022 marketing year.
Meanwhile, the May cattle on feed report estimated 12 million cattle on feed in the U.S., down 2% from last year.
Feedlot placements were estimated at 1.81 million head, 1% below last month, and slightly less than this time in 21. The combination between the annual inventory and the cattle on feed report have brought up the question, if inventory and the calf crop for 2021 are down, then why are placements continuing to rise?
Nelson says placements are rising because of ongoing drought in western states.
While some of the Midwest has seen improvements in greener pastures from the drought conditions, the southern plains have seen drought escalate. Now, when drought conditions occur, there is a tendency to pull grazing animals off of forage early and place them into feedlots. This would be enough to throw off some of these placement and inventory numbers where we look at supply for the upcoming year.
Learn more on the market intel page at FB.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Just before 10 p.m. on May 19th, sheriff's deputies responded to Lion's Den, located at 2349 Fair Road in Dickinson County, for a commercial business alarm, according to a social media report. Deputies discovered a man had entered the business and removed property without permission, valued at more than $2,000. After seeking assistance from the public through a Facebook post to help identify the suspect, deputies were led to Washington, Kansas, where the Washington County Sheriff's Office located and detained 43-year-old Kenneth L. Riddle of Washington, Kansas, and booked him on requested charges of aggravated burglary and felony theft. A detour plan for construction work near Garden City comes with a closure that will lead to a detour of more than 100 miles. Starting June 1st, KDOT said the replacement of the railroad crossing on US 5400 about 5 miles west of Garden City will require the eastbound lanes of traffic rerouted during the work, expected to wrap up on June 13th. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty Eck Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Eck Ford has them all. Hard trucks and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit and taxes. Retail on qualified. Limited term financing. Offers cannot be combined with expired months. Inventory as of May 5th.
Robert Bruce Manns, Jr., 50, of Wichita, was sentenced in Marion County District Court to 228 months in a Kansas Department of Corrections facility on one count of voluntary manslaughter and 43 months for one count of aggravated battery. Senior Judge Marques Braun sentenced Manns to serve the sentences consecutively and required him to register as a sex offender. Manns pleaded guilty to the charges on April 18th. Manns was convicted of the charges in connection with the death of Shaylin Nicole Gannon, 27, of Wichita. Authorities said Gannon was killed on or about April 8th, 2020. An Enterprise man has been arrested after he allegedly recklessly drove a motorcycle through town and ditched it near a highway when deputies tried to stop him. On Monday, Dickinson County Sheriff's deputies attempted to stop a reckless motorcycle driver later identified as David Paul Jones, 36, of Enterprise. Jones was arrested without further incident and was booked into the Dickinson County Jail. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A man with a long history of mental illness when he killed the grandfather of two Nebraska football players more than two decades ago has died in prison. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services says in a news release that Russell Harms died in the system's reception and treatment center in Lincoln on Monday. He was 64. Harms had been in prison 22 years for gunning down 84-year-old Tennyson Kelsey in the parking lot of an Auburn shopping center in 1999. The older man was the grandfather of then-Nebraska rush and Chris Kelsey and former Nebraska and Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker Chad Kelsey. Harms was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison despite being diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenic. In Scotts Bluff, Riverside Discovery Center is happy to announce the birth of a zebra foal. Mother Zelda gave birth to the foal on May 13th. The baby and its mom are viewable to the south of the chimpanzee building. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
There's a lot to say about the deliciousness of steaks, burgers, and kebabs, and the wonders of a summer cookout. But we figure, why go through all the trouble when beef can speak for itself?
May is Beef Month, and your Beef Month message is brought to you by the Mid-America Egg Network and Tyson Food Company, your protein leader from farm to table in helping people everywhere eat well. Visit them online at TysonFoods.com.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident in Gage County Saturday night near Holmesville claimed the life of a recent Southern High graduate. 17-year-old Keelan J. Schultz of Blue Springs reportedly died at the scene after he and another young man, 18-year-old Billy O'Keefe Jr. of Wymore, were both ejected from a vehicle which rolled over after leaving the road a mile northwest of Holmesville at South 36th and East Locust. Identity of the driver has not yet been released, but indications are that high speed at a curve led to the accident, again claiming the life of 17-year-old Keelan Schultz of Blue Springs Saturday. Billy O'Keefe Jr. suffered serious injuries and was transported to a Lincoln hospital. Marysville City Council met Monday. A routine request from the swim team for use of the pool led to a lengthy discussion as to a major leak that's currently slated for repair may delay opening. A shortage of lifeguards was also addressed, with a need for several more. A motion was approved to allow 14-year-old employees for some positions and close the pool Mondays this season. The slide will close evenings at 7 to allow cleaning to begin. Final approval was given for a zoning change request for a property at 1065 Pony Express Highway from suburban residential to industrial. Approval was given for a closure for a part of the alley at the Pony Express Museum during the morning of June 7th to allow for a benefit breakfast in conjunction with the annual Pony Express re-ride. The rider is expected to arrive at 9:15 a.m. June 7th in Marysville. Work is proceeding on storm sewer replacement on Carolina Street, but the map had the location of a blockage listed incorrectly and is off by some 140 feet. Additional cost for the project is estimated at $60,000, and the city is negotiating with the camera company that developed the map to recover some of the associated costs. City attorney advised that efforts continue toward demolition of the garden-style apartment complex on 10th Street, just north of Highway 36, that is vacant and has been condemned. He's hopeful that a means to foreclose on the property with the city's first lien will allow recovery of at least some of the demolition costs if it were then forwarded to the county for a tax sale. A budget workshop is planned this Thursday evening at 6 p.m. for Marysville City Council. Marshall County Community Band encourages any musicians interested in participating in summer performances to note rehearsal and performance dates. They'll continue rehearsal for Memorial Day this evening at 7 in the Marysville Junior Senior High Band Room with a performance at Monday's program at Marysville City Cemetery. The summer concert series at Kester House Park in downtown Marysville will run Wednesdays, June 8th through July 13th, with rehearsal each of those evenings beginning at 5:30 p.m. in the band room and public performances at 7:30, again Wednesdays, June 8th through July 13th. Meg Baker is the band director, and the Marshall County Community Band has a Facebook page, which is updated. Volunteers are encouraged to assist with the Avenue of Flags and decorating graves at the Marysville City Cemetery this Thursday morning beginning at 9 a.m. For additional information, contact Jim Swim, Jr. Robert L. Plankinton, age 83, of St. George, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Robert Plankinton. Richard C. Rick Thompson, age 65, of Omaha, passed away last Wednesday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Rick Thompson. Keelan J. Schultz, age 17, of Wymore, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Blue Spring Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Keelan Schultz. Rosemarie Stauffer, age 75, of Frankfort, passed away last Thursday. A visitation is planned Saturday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Saturday, 5 until 7, at the Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Rosemarie Stauffer. Private burial service will be held at a later date. William H. McReynolds, age 76, of Blue Rapids, passed away last Friday. Private interment will be held at the Fairmont Cemetery in Blue Rapids with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for William McReynolds. Evelyn M. Anderson, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned Friday, June 3rd, with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Anderson.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms continuing today, and temperatures will stay cooler. Today, we can expect to see highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s throughout Iowa, the mid-50s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and mid-60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. More showers expected overnight with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the lower 40s and mid-50s throughout Kansas, and the mid-50s throughout Missouri. A slight chance for some showers throughout the day on Thursday, and temperatures will start to warm up with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the upper 60s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska,
the lower 60s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid-60s throughout Missouri. Clearing up throughout Thursday night and some sunshine expected throughout Friday, and more sunshine on Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late May, 79. Record high on this date, 99. The average low, 58. The record low, 33. Sunset this evening, 8:42. Sunrise in the morning at 6:07. We'd received 1.75 inches of rain on Tuesday into Wednesday.
What are those raised ridges riddling your real estate? The not-so-minor matter of moles today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 25th, the 145th day of the year. Puppeteer and director Franz Oz celebrates a birthday, and Babe Ruth hit his 714th and final home run on this day in 1935. It's about this time of year that moles begin their tunneling work. If they've set up housekeeping in your lawn, here are some ideas for discouraging the varmints. Moles feast on grubs and insects. If you can rid of those, you'll likely convince moles to move elsewhere. If you'd rather not use insecticides, castor oil might work just as well. Spraying the lawn with a water castor oil mixture will make a mole's diet unpalatable. And if all else fails, here's an old-time remedy you might try. Dip an ear of corn in roofing tar and place it in one of their tunnels. Moles are said to hate the smell of tar. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
When severe weather approaches our listening area, count on KNDY for severe storm coverage. Teaming our local resources with the weatherology meteorologist and the National Weather Service, we'll keep you ahead of a storm. Stay safe, stay informed. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYradio.com, and our free mobile apps, which you can download for either Android or Apple devices. Thanks to our severe weather sponsors.
The Check 21 Act, passed by Congress, makes checking accounts a whole lot simpler today. Every check you write will be copied onto your monthly statement in smaller form, so at a glance you can see your check traffic. Verifying your check transactions will be faster and more efficient for you and for the bank. You'll have more time to hit a few golf balls or enjoy some quality time with your kids or grandkids. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Mother Nature has a way of putting a dent in our plans, and sometimes those dents come in the form of hail. If you've had recent hail damage to gutters or garage doors, remember to call Blue Valley Door. They'll give you a free estimate to repair or replace your garage door. And if you have gutter damage, choose your new heavy-duty seamless gutters from a variety of colors. Local residential, commercial, and agricultural service. That's Blue Valley Door. They're here for you long after the storm is gone. Call 228-1276. Blue Valley Door, 1.5 miles west of Beatrice on Highway 4.
Big Blue River Days are coming to Marysville Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th. Kick off the fun with Friday Night Cruising at 5:30. Tune KNDY for the Cruising Soundtrack. Before the Dawn performs live Friday at 6 with a third annual cornhole tournament beginning at 7:30.
And then the Tribute Trio takes the stage at 9, featuring REO Speedwagon, Cheap Trick, and the Steve Miller Experience. Saturday includes the 31st Annual AutoFest Car Show. All entries welcome. The 15th Annual Big Blue Barbecue, plus a kids' zone, as well as Beer Olympics at 5:30. Saturday night free entertainment includes the Rewind Band at 6 and Fast Times Vigilante on stage at 9. Full details online at BigBlueBBQMarysville.com and on Facebook. Don't miss the annual Big Blue River Days Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th, sponsored in part by Marysville Chamber and Main Street.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports' Christian Brown answered the question lingering in KU fans' minds. Brown is staying in the NBA draft and will not return to KU. That's according to multiple reports. Brown recorded impressive measurements at the NBA Combine, including a 40-inch vertical leap. Players have until June 1st to withdraw from the draft and keep their college eligibility. Jalen Wilson is another Jayhawk who could return to college. Houston's Ryan Hernandez hit a go-ahead two-run homer in the bottom of the seventh to break a 7-7 tie, and the Cougars held off Wichita State 10-7 on Tuesday night at BayCare Ballpark in the opening round of the American Athletic Conference Championship. Wichita State looks to keep their season alive tonight as they battle UCF in the loser's bracket. The other loser's bracket game between Tulane and South Florida is scheduled to begin at 2 o'clock. The Knights and Shockers will start 45 minutes after its conclusion. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text INTERNET to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
There's a lot to say about the deliciousness of steaks, burgers, and kebabs, and the wonders of a summer cookout. But we figure, why go through all the trouble when beef can speak for itself?
May is Beef Month, and your Beef Month message is brought to you by the Mid-America Egg Network and Tyson Food Company, your protein leader from farm to table in helping people everywhere eat well. Visit them online at TysonFoods.com.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
K-State heads into the 2022 Phillips 66 Big 12 Baseball Championship as the number 7 seed, as the Wildcats will face second-seeded Texas Tech in the opening round this afternoon at 4 o'clock at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. K-State seeks to snap a 4-game losing skid after dropping 3 games at West Virginia last weekend. Texas Tech, ranked as high as number 8 in the national polls, claimed the regular season series in Lubbock 3-0. Number 3 Oklahoma and number 6 West Virginia are also in the Cats' half of the double elimination tournament. The KCAC and Stryker Sports Complex in Wichita reached an agreement to keep the conference men's and women's soccer championship semifinals and finals at the facility through the 24-25 academic year, the conference office announced. The venue has hosted the KCAC men's and women's soccer semifinals and finals since 2019. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Class 1A state golf tournament suspended after the first round due to the wet weather. Hutchinson Central Christian wins the team title with 355. Centralia is runner-up with 360. Washington County Golf Team finishes 8th among 12 teams with a 392, led by Mason Miller with 90. Paxton Bowers finishes 8th among individual titles with an 85 to lead Centralia scoring.
Honeyman Auto sales and service. Drive by or check inventory online at honeymanauto.com. You can even schedule a test drive online as well. With lots of choices, Honeyman works to make yours the best buying experience with customer service a top priority. Competitive pricing, knowledgeable staff, and superior customer service right here at home. With a full service shop and a selection of both cars and trucks in all price ranges, see Honeyman Auto sales and service, East Pony Express Highway, Marysville, today.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. you can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring Concern, in your family's time of need.
At Galloway Uyghurs in Brinegar, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brinegar, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Memorial Day weekend is filled with parades, memorials, picnics, gardening, and a trip or two to the garden center. All the new and beautiful plants, stacks of pots, and bags of growing supplies can be overwhelming for both the experienced and new gardener. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Take the stress out of this experience by starting with a list of plants you need, spaces or containers you want to plant, and the growing conditions. This will help you stay focused so you won't end up with too many extra plants you just couldn't resist. Check the plant tags to find plants suited to the growing conditions that will fit in the space once mature and serve the desired purpose, such as adding fragrance, attracting butterflies, and are low maintenance. Arrange the plants on your cart to see how they will look together in the garden or container. Imagine them full size and blooming as shown on the tag. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
We may think of a nature center as a place with an interpretive building and a few wooded acres where one can hike. So when you come to the nature center here near Le Sueur, Minnesota, you may be surprised that you'll find not one, but two farm sets that have been transformed into a place to enjoy and learn about the past and present of the place. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Along the bluffs of the Minnesota River, just north of Le Sueur, you'll find a nature center that is far different than most you can visit in this nation.
The Nye family, they came from Prussia. They traveled all the way over here and settled along the Minnesota River bluff mid-1850s, built a log cabin and cleared some land.
As Becky Pollock explains, the family farmed the land for several generations, leaving many of the original structures intact over the years.
Up until about 1997, when Ruby Nye passed away, she bequeathed all the land to Le Sueur County to become a nature preserve. And so with that, local people got together creating a nonprofit called the Nye Nature Center.
We may think of nature centers as being a building with a few surrounding acres, but this place is quite extensive.
It's made up of two homesteads. It's 446 acres. So there's the original Nye place, which includes their log cabin, as well as then the Kalo homestead, which they acquired at some point and was part of their farm holdings as their farm grew.
Becky and the staff here conduct a variety of programs throughout the year that attract people of all ages from many miles away to this old farmstead with the beautiful river views. One of her favorite activities takes place in the winter.
We've been making maple syrup for several years. We tap over 100 trees each spring and go around and collect all the sap and boil it down. It takes 40 gallons of sap to make about 1 gallon of syrup.
There's always a variety of things to see and do, and some simply enjoy the chance to take a walk, see the old farm buildings, and enjoy the view. Traveling the countryside near Le Sueur, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
If you haven't already, now is the time to control woody brush in the pasture. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Burning, digging them out, and herbicides are your options as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Pastures and rangeland can be taken over by woody shrub and tree species such as buckbrush, eastern red cedar, and honey locust. Left to grow, they can reduce the quantity and quality of desired forages. Walt Fick is a range management specialist at Kansas State University. He says there are several methods you can use either alone or in combination with each other.
Proper grazing management's top on my list in terms of thinking. You know, if we don't overgraze or do things like that, we probably won't have these problems as much. Fire is an important thing, so prescribed burning. We can mechanically cut these off based on their physiological cycle and do some good in terms of setting them back. And then, of course, there are herbicides that we can use on all these species.
Some are easier to knock back than others, and the methods will vary depending on the species. And it's rarely a one-and-done approach. For example, if eastern red cedar trees aren't more than a few feet tall, prescribed burning works well. However, they'll be back in a few years, and you'll have to do it again. Fick says you'll have the best results if you attack within a window of opportunity.
Timing is important in all these, and unfortunately, they aren't all susceptible at exactly the same time. Normally, you know, they need to be fully leafed out. Bud stage, as these plants start to flower, that's a good time to treat them with a herbicide.
Fick says it takes planning to get the right herbicides for a particular species in a field. Sometimes mixing 2,4-D with other products is the most effective way to get long-term control. Now, here's an interesting option. Goats. They'll eat just about anything and will mow down the brushy stand pretty well. Learn more about controlling pasture brush at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Yours and yours alone. A memory will forever be evermore your own. Never let my heart grow, never let my mind grow. Never let go, never let go, never let go. Never let my heart grow, never let my mind grow. Never let go, never let go, never let go. Let it be.
never let go. Never let my heart go. Never let my mind go. Never let go. Never let go. Never let go. Let it be.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place Senior.
This Memorial Day, Prairie View Industries asks listeners to remember the fallen heroes of the U.S. Armed Forces. These brave and dedicated men and women lost their lives preserving America's freedoms for everyone. From the staff at Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
An organization called the Food for Climate League. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. The Food for Climate League is a nonprofit research and communications collaborative working toward a food system that's good for people and for the planet. Founder and executive director, Eve Thoreau-Paul.
People are looking to food culture to fulfill their desire for control, to fulfill their desire for community, to fulfill their desire for purpose and meaning.
The average American's diet is, shall we say, on the unhealthy side, and Thoreau-Paul believes that doesn't make sense.
I personally think that no one's going to spend their discretionary time or income on anything that is not in some way contributing to their well-being, or that people believe is contributing to their well-being. And so I'm really interested in figuring out, well, what is it that people seem to feel that they're missing, that they see a solution for in these kinds of foods?
Jerro Paul saw signs during the pandemic of people wanting to change how they eat, like increased interest in gardening and raising chickens in their backyard.
Many of these trends directly connect to sustainability. Yet, sustainable foods are not as popular as you would think. Climate smart food culture is super niche. It is not even close to being the norm in the United States.
We'll continue this tomorrow. Learn more in the meantime at foodforclimateleague.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in a quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Do you ever wonder if your deworming program is working like it's supposed to be? Performing routine diagnostic tests can help you find that out. Is Dr. John Davidson, Senior Associate Director of Beef Professional Services at Boehringer Ingelheim, shares his advice on diagnostic testing on how to set your deworming program up for success.
Really, it comes down to managing what you measure. That's an adage that's often repeated. We can make similar parallels to what we do with nutrition and testing forage for our cattle. Ultimately, you want to see how well the products that you're using are working in your herd at your location. So the opportunity is to do a very basic, inexpensive evaluation or analysis of manure samples and see what the population of parasites is, and ultimately how the cattle are responding to treatment as it relates to what happens in subsequent samples that are collected.
He goes on to say that there are 2 different diagnostic tests that are available for the deworming.
You can initially start out with basic surveillance, how wormy are the cattle. You can follow up with how well do the cattle respond to treatment, and that's done by following behind the same number of cattle. You would sample those cattle at the time of treatment and then sample those cattle 10 to 14 days later, and you want to look at the reduction, and you expect a 90% reduction minimum over that baseline collection, and that is called the fecal egg count reduction test, and that is really the gold standard of evaluating the efficacy of a deworming strategy. Further, once those organisms are recovered, those eggs can actually be hatched out in a laboratory setting, and then a trained professional can determine what species of parasite are present.
That again was Dr. John Davidson, Senior Associate Director of Beef Professional Services at Boehringer Ingelheim. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty at Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Egg Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com. Offers with approved credit for taxes. Please not all qualify. Limited term financing. Offers cannot be combined with expired money savings.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. There have not been any major breakthroughs in negotiations on any agricultural agreements ahead of the World Trade Organization's 12th ministerial next month, but talks are intensifying on a deal to prevent nations from banning the export of food that the UN Food World Program needs to acquire for humanitarian aid. The chair of the WTO Ag Committee this week announcing that critical food security and hunger efforts are being put on a separate negotiating track from other more bogged down issues, according to Geneva trade officials. Meanwhile, India has gone on the defense at the WTO in response to sharp criticism over its recent decision to ban wheat exports. Rampant speculation is more to blame for the rise in global wheat prices than Indian actions, they say. A study conducted by the nation's largest soybean group says the Environmental Quality Incentive Program is more effective than the Conservation Stewardship Program at increasing cover crops acres on farms. The American Soybean Association study, which is an analysis of natural resource conservation data from 2009 to 2020, found that each $100 payment through EQIP increases acres planted with cover crops by 7%. CSP payments, on the other hand, corresponded to a decrease in cover crop adaptation. ASA economist Scott Garrett said that while it seems counterintuitive, anecdotal evidence from farmers points to a reluctance to pull all their acres into cover crops as required by CSP contracts compared to targeting certain acres under EQIP. And U.S. Trade Rep Catherine Tai met with her counterpart in Taiwan last week. The two directed their teams to explore concrete ways to deepen the U.S.-Taiwan trade and investment relationship and then meet again. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Drainage tile that isn't taking excess water from the field might be clogged. Check to see if ingrown or dead plant roots are the culprit on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Excess water pooling in a field where it shouldn't be, a tile may not be draining to its full capacity. It doesn't happen often, but the roots of cover crops, corn, and even trees along a fence line can get inside the tiles and clog them up. Eileen Kladivko is an agronomy professor at Purdue University. She says they've had more reports of the problem lately, and the most common tiles these days are plastic perforated drain tubes.
Within the plastic tile, there are different kinds of openings. I mean, some of them are holes, some of them are slits, some of them are very tiny, narrow slits, and those are usually designed for different types of soil so that you don't get soil particles in there. But we are just kind of wondering whether there might be some of those that would be more prone for roots to enter than others.
Cladivco says another cause could be dead roots washing down the pipe and accumulating in lateral junctions that fit inside the main drain with internal quick couplers. Over time, you've got a logjam-style clog.
One possible solution is to not use those quick couplers, but to use the external couplers. So you don't have anything in there that would tend to catch roots or anything else.
Cladivco says they need more reports from farmers to help researchers determine why plant roots are getting into tile lines and specifically how to prevent it. If yours have been clogged by roots, she'd like to hear from you. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about crops and drainage tile at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. Markets wrapping up here in just a little bit. We're still seeing pretty consistent on the boards today. Grains mostly lower. Livestock a little bit higher on the day. We have seen lean hogs dip down into the red over the last hour or so. Outside of that, we see the corn, wheat, and soybeans still struggling for the Wednesday today. July corn is down 6.5 cents at 7.65 and a quarter. September corn also down 6.5 cents at 7.34. and a half. In the wheat market, July KC wheat's down 10 and a quarter cents at 1227 and a half. September's down 10 cents at 1232 and a half. Over in the bean market, mostly lower here. July beans are down 18 and three quarters at 1674. August down by 17 cents at 1615 and a quarter. On the meal side, July soybean meal down $6.30 at 42080. And the bean oil for July in the red by $1.10, sitting at 79.02. Cotton market still seeing a little bit of green here as they continue to move and rebound from the last couple of days' losses. July cotton up $3.50 right now at $145.03. October up at $3.79 at $134.30. Oats market a little bit lower here, kind of mixed on the day though. July oats is down a quarter of a cent at $6.74. September's in the green by 4 pennies at $6.25. and a half. Real quick in the livestock industry, cattle still up. Lean hogs are down right now as we get closer to the end of trading. As June live cattle's in the green 22 cents at 132.95. August up by 17 cents at 132.92. Feeder cattle mostly higher here as May's up 52 cents at 155 and 2 pennies. August up by a quarter right now at 168 and 40 cents. Lean hogs, they've been trending higher for most of the day, but right now they have dipped down into the red as June lean hogs are down a quarter at 108.77. July in the red by $1.02 at 108.02. U.S. dollar index today up 48 cents for the June at 102.35.
At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. We have sold over 200 new Kias in the last 2 months, all to our local community. And Midwest Kia gives you a number of ways to save. Don't pay a penny over MSRP. Save at the pump with one of our four hybrid electric vehicles. Plus, get transparent pricing and fair value for your trade. It's all part of Midwest Kia's better way to buy. And with truckloads of new Kias coming in, there's no stopping us. Every new Kia comes with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and drive off the lot in a new Kia, or reserve yours today with our simple and transparent reservation process. At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. Get into a new Kia today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
The just-released report on 2021 Kansas farm income from the Kansas Farm Management Association turned more than a few heads. The KFMA, operated by K-State, annually summarizes the economic costs and returns of its member farming operations. And the average net farm income for last year was record high. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. Eric Atkinson here. The executive director of the KFMA, K-State's Kevin Herbel, says that everyone knew that 2021 was a good year for producers, but maybe didn't realize how good.
Our net income, just to go straight to that number, $310,230 at the state level that we averaged. That is a 70% increase from about 174,000 in 2020.
It was the result of exceptional returns to crop production, according to Kevin. And helping out was the fact that grain producers were able to dodge the rapid escalation in input costs that started to set in during the first half of the year.
That certainly coming from strong grain prices, which everyone is aware of through 2021, good yields into those strong prices. Right now, kind of front and center to all of our thinking is the costs that are up, input costs and the level of those. And as we think about 2021, a lot of these inputs would have been purchased in late 2020 as that year was ending in the fall and purchases being made during a 6-month period of time from late 2020 to mid 21. We saw a incredible increase in input costs. But a lot of these inputs would have been incurred by the farms prior to those increases. So a situation in 21, certainly with the good prices, along with good yields, and then input costs that came before the increases. And so that working together to a very strong income for the year.
The returns to Kansas livestock production, however, were not nearly as rosy, according to the KFMA data. Even so, Kevin says the livestock side wasn't a disaster either.
Certainly some downward pressure, a little bit on that income from the livestock side as increase returns on the crop side mean increased feed costs in many cases. But by and large, strong demand on the livestock side helps support that some. It is our highest level of livestock value of farm production at the state level, the highest it's been since 2014. So certainly some strength in a number of different sectors for the livestock side of things.
That's Kevin Herbel of the Kansas Farm Management Association at K-State. The complete summary of the association's 2021 Kansas Net Farm Income Report is available at agmanager.info. And this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.